Stringer on the Assassin's Trail by Lou Cameron. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Chapter 1. Stringer wasn't expecting anything as interesting as trouble when he got off the train at Granger, Wyoming. The place, little more than a railroad junction, was populated by less than 200 people who had little to do but spit and whittle most of the time. But as the tall, lean feature writer for the San Francisco Sun strode for the shade of the only saloon in evidence, he could see from the parked vehicles and tethered ponies along the main street that people had come in from miles around to gaze upon the thundering wonder of the new century. President Theodore Roosevelt in the flesh, whose own train was due to arrive that afternoon. Stringer thought it would have made more sense for old Teddy to stop a few miles east at Green River if he had anything important to say. But the reporter had given up on trying to make sense of the mercurial movements and windy public orations of a gent who couldn't seem to kiss a baby without shouting bully in its ear and likely scaring it half to death. The real mystery, to Stringer, was what he was supposed to do in Granger for his own overexcited editor, Sam Barker, since old Sam knew how his ace Stringer felt about politicians in general, and old T.R. in particular. He'd gotten in a lot of trouble down in Cuba during the recent Spanish-American War, when he'd reported the Rough Riders' charge up San Juan Hill the way it had happened, instead of the way Remington had painted it. When he'd gotten the wire from his boss, sidetracking him from his plans to cover the more serious Frontier Days rodeo in Cheyenne, Stringer had been tempted to stay aboard the Union Pacific and file a feature on TR from memory. TR always made the same speech.